I'm just going to ask a question. Are you genuinely a changed person? If today you ask this question, are you a Christian man, a Christian lady? And you said yes. Here's the next one. Are you genuinely changed? Is the proof in your life? Bible says by this you'll know. You'll know by the fruit. So I'm going to a very deep level here. Do people know that I am who I say I am in Jesus as a believer? I want to show you today that you can know this. And I'm going to invite you to give your life to Christ. It's that important. You will not go to heaven on an I think so, or maybe so, or based upon our self-worth and our goodness. And I look every week at unbelievably precious people. Do you really know Jesus? Do you want to really know Jesus? Because you can really know him.
We all could use some encouragement, and we'll find it together today in the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, that is the title of today's message from Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author, evangelist, and pastor, The Revelation of the Holy Spirit. We'll be going to the book of Acts chapter 2 in just a moment. But as we begin to prepare to study, Dr. Don wants you to know we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you and for you. You can connect on our website, keyboard to keyboard, at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Or this phone number, jot it down, store it in your cell, 866-899-WORD will connect you to one of us 24 hours a day. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to pray with and for you. And now today's message, The Revelation of the Holy Spirit with Dr. Don Wilton.
We're in the book of Acts and chapter 2. And I'm going to speak to you for a few moments on the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And I want to read to you a few verses because there's a lot to say. And I'm going to try and bring this all together for us today. Now remember that the Bible tells us and we believe that God is one. God is one. He is God the Father. He's God the Son. And he's God the Holy Spirit. God sent Jesus to this earth. So God the Son left his rightful place at the right hand of God. He came to this earth because he loves us. And in obedience to the love of the Father, took upon himself human flesh. He was tempted in all points just as we are, yet without sin. Lived this life, he showed us and demonstrated to us the things that he would require of us. Then they crucified him, and when they crucified him, he took upon himself every sin, your sin, my sin. That's why if you're a gossiper, you can be made whole. If you're an adulterer, you can be made whole. If you've done things that God that you know are sin in the eyes of God, you can be forgiven because Jesus went to the cross for you. You'll never be forgiven because you came to church. Never be forgiven because you stopped gossiping. You'll never be forgiven because you turned over a new leaf. You can only be forgiven when you confess your sin to Jesus and you repent of that sin and you turn away from it because he went to the cross. And then he was buried, our sin was buried with him, and on the third day, by the power of God, God raised him from the dead. Jesus is alive. He didn't bring our sin back up with him. So when you give your life to Christ, you are accepting, by believing in him, what Jesus has already done for us. And then after appearing to many people for many days, Jesus ascended, he went back into heaven. Up there into heaven. And he sat down at the right hand of the Father. He's now praying for us, making intercession for us. And he left us on our own. We were abandoned. Remember, Jesus was with man, then he left. He said, don't worry, I'm going to send my Spirit. So the third person, who is God, was sent, came down to this earth, and when he came to this earth, that is called Pentecost, the day of Pentecost. And there was a group of his disciples in Jerusalem, and they were meeting, and they were kind of like you and me. They were all sitting around saying, what are we going to do? We've got no power. We've got no energy. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to think. We can't even overcome. We are a powerless, useless people. And remember what Jesus said. He said that I'm going to send my Spirit. They didn't fully understand it. And all of a sudden, here comes the Spirit. And when the Spirit of God came down upon those people in Jerusalem, something incredible happened. Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it then that we hear each one of us in our own native language, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? But there were others who mocked them and said, surely they are drunk. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and he preached, what does this mean to me? I'm a Christian man. The Bible tells me that when I gave my heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I received God, all of God, for God cannot be divided. I received God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Spirit dwells in me. And that's why today I want to invite you to give your heart to the Lord Jesus. Because God the Father loves you. Because Jesus came and died for you. And because the Holy Spirit will come and live in you. So there are three things that I want everyone listening today to take away from what you hear today. These are three things I want you to write in your heart. This is what this means to me, and this is what this means to you. If you've given your heart to Jesus, I want you to never forget these three things. Number one, it means that I am never alone. I am never alone. I could be in the remotest place, most isolated place, surrounded by apparent nothingness. But because the Holy Spirit lives in me, I am never alone. I am never fatherless. Number two, means that I am never incapable. I'm never incapable. I want to speak a word to you today. Because if there's anything that the devil is going to try and tell you, He's going to try and take you down because of your lonesomeness. He's going to isolate you. He's going to tell you nobody is there for you, but you are never alone because the Spirit of God is in you. Everywhere, you are never fatherless. But the devil, secondly, is going to try and convince you just how useless you are. If there is any kind of weapon that the devil will use today among God's people, it is to convince people just how spiritually, emotionally, physically, and practically useless you are. He will use your own sin to bring you down in the conviction that you have been rendered useless. He will use your own shame to tell you that it's over. Is somebody right now that you are at that point, you're a believer and you're about to take your own life? Please do not do that. I ask in Jesus' name that God would stay your hand. Two reasons. Number one, because you are not alone. And number two, because you are not useless. You are not incapable. The Spirit of God, when the Spirit of God comes into your life, He declares you to always be surrounded and indwelt by His presence and to always be capable because of Him, not because of you. I am incapable, but Christ in me declares me to be capable for Christ by His power. Number three, it means that I'm never worthless. I'm never alone, I'm never incapable, and I'm never worthless. Worthlessness is the devil's means by which he declares us incapable of ever bearing fruit in our lives again. Now, here's what the Bible tells us. The Bible says that we need to be fruit bearers because of the Spirit of God. And the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and tenderness and meekness. And what happens when sin comes into our lives, the devil reaches in like a vacuum cleaner and he just kind of removes all the fruit. And he says, let me tell you one thing about you. Because you are alone, you're by yourself, you're abandoned. Secondly, because you now are completely incapable, therefore you are declared worthless. I tell you, if the devil can get a hold of you in that zone of your life, you will walk around so defeated that you will have no reason to want to even get up in the morning. Three things I want you to take away with you. Number one, you are never alone. Number two, you are never incapable. And number three, you are never worthless. You are not fatherless, you are not useless, and you are not fruitless. So what was this all about, the revelation of the Holy Spirit? What does this tell us? What happened here? Four things. Just want to share these with you. Number one, the Holy Spirit reveals why He came. Here's the question. Why did the Holy Spirit come down? He reveals why He came. You know why the Holy Spirit came? Right there. Verse 6, verse 7. He came, first of all, so that everybody can hear the message. And number two, that everybody can respond to the message of God's truth. The Holy Spirit came with a distinct purpose that everybody can hear. Do you know the Holy Spirit speaks the same language that everybody speaks, and yet we all speak different languages? I can't explain this to you. You know, my good friend Gung Kung is with me this morning, and Gun Kung is from Korea, lives in a wonderful country with wonderful people. They speak a different language. You and I have been in places from Africa to India to China. We've been amongst people. We've got people of different languages, even in our own nation. There's a debate that goes on even in our own nation about languages and about the speaking of English, and all of these things. But God, by His Spirit, came at Pentecost so that God, who is God because He's the only God, can speak the same language and everybody can hear it and everybody can understand it and everybody can respond to it, because God sent Jesus so that everybody can be forgiven, can be saved, and everybody can go to heaven to be with Him across the board. Somebody say amen to that.
Please forgive the interruption, but we'll be back with the entirety of today's message, The Revelation of the Holy Spirit, with Dr. Don Wilton in just a moment. But I know that many of you have been writing to us, texting us, connecting, calling, and saying, you know, we're just new to this voice. Dr. Don Wilton, he has that wonderful South African brogue, and in many cases was best known over the last 25 years as the pastor of Dr. Billy Graham. But I have become to know him over the last 25 years as just a man who is as much a student of the Bible as he is a teacher and pastor. And today, as we continue in God's Word, Dr. Don, we want you to know we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you and for you. Perhaps there's a situation or circumstance that the very best thing you need is someone to pray about it. 866-899-WORD will connect you with one of us. That's 866-899-9673. That number is on our website as well at tewonline.org. T-E-W, that's for The Encouraging Word, tewonline.org, 24 hours a day. We'd love to connect with you. After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton, or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org. But now let's dive back into the opportunity to see what God's going to do as we understand the revelation of the Holy Spirit better here in the book of Acts.
So the Holy Spirit reveals, number one, why He came. Number two, the Holy Spirit reveals who He speaks through. You know, I wish I had time to unpack all of this, starting in verse 14. In fact, Peter even quotes a preview of the book of Revelation when he quotes from Joel, the prophecy of Joel. The bottom line is what he is saying here in the context of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit came in order to reveal to us who it is that He, the Spirit, will speak through. I invite you in your own study to go and discover who that exactly is. He spoke through Peter. He spoke through the 11. The Bible tells that in these last days, He will speak through your son. He'll speak through your daughter. He will speak through young men. He will speak through older men, through young ladies, through older ladies. He's going to speak by any means and through all people. Do you know something about the Holy Spirit, folks? The Holy Spirit came to reveal to us that every single one of us have the great privilege, because we all have the same Spirit residing in us, of being able to speak God's truth and to share the love of God with everyone. What did the Holy Spirit reveal? Number one, why He came. Number two, who He speaks through. But the Holy Spirit came, number three, to reveal what He has done. What He has done. Boy, this is a biographical resume. You know, if you want to know what the Holy Spirit has done, you need to give me an additional 52 weeks every year. Because what He has done is really somewhat rather remarkable. It defies human understanding. One of my favorite questions I get from younger preachers sometimes is, what do you think I should preach on Sunday? It always perplexes me somewhat. As if there's a sort of a limited resource as to what we have to say about what God has done. That's why we have such difficulties. That's why we've been studying the book of Revelation for 8 years now on Sunday nights, and I'm actually in Revelation chapter 20. We've only got 2 chapters to go. That's just another 10 years. It's just this unbelievable reservoir of God's rich treasures of His grace. And the Holy Spirit reveals to us what God has done. Verse 22, God credited. Verse 24, God raised him up. Verse 30, God promised him on an oath. Verse 33, God exalted him. Verse 36, God has made this Jesus both Lord and Christ. Verse 39, God calls out all people to take a hold of him and to believe in him and to be set free. And to know that they're never alone and they're never incapable and they are never worthless. Can you believe that God in heaven would have sent His Holy Spirit to come and live in our hearts and lives? And that the reason He did this was that He wanted to reveal why He came and who He speaks through and what He has done. But there is a fourth reason why the Holy Spirit came. He came to reveal how He expects us to respond. He showed us. He told us. He told us. He said, this is how you should respond. Because the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts us. By the way, did you know that? Did you know that, by the way? Did you know that I absolutely am rendered incapable of trying to convict anybody here of your sin? Oh, I tell you what, I could probably get quite a bank balance if I could. I'd probably open on Friday evenings. People would stop going to ball games on Friday evenings if I was able to convict people of their sin and then do something about it. But I can't do that. How precious is God by His Holy Spirit? Because His Spirit convicts us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And the Bible tells us so clearly here. Look at verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. This is the response. When they heard this, they were cut to the heart. That's what's happening to you right now. There's somebody right now, God by His Spirit is cutting your heart. He's getting to you. He's making the blood flow. And it's right there where it counts. They were cut to the heart. And so they said to Peter and to the pastors and the preachers, men and brethren, what shall we do? And so they look back. This is the Holy Spirit saying how we should respond. Repent of your sin and then be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is the only means by which you can come to me. And the Bible says, by the way, just hello. Get this, moms and dads and grandparents, for the promise is not only for you, but it's for your children, your sons and your daughters, your loved ones. It's what He says here. I didn't say any of it. The promise is for you, your children, and I love this one. I love this one. I've got to come out of here quickly, just for a second. Did you see this? Did you see this here? He says, this is for all who are far off. Who amongst us is far off? Do you know someone right now, son, daughter, uncle, aunt, best friend, neighbor, who's far off from the Lord? This is the most incredible, joyful, wonderful. It's the Holy Spirit. For I am not going to stand in this pulpit and point a finger at anybody. How can I? Because this all applied to me. When Jesus went to the cross, He leveled the playing field. Welcome to the house of God. And I want to welcome you to the family of God. And I got a bunch of friends that are going to welcome you to the family of God. Be set free. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to invite you to give your life to Christ.
That's the invitation to turn your life over to Christ If you'd like to talk with someone about that next step, we're here for you. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online. TEWonline.org is our URL. TEW for The Encouraging Word, online.org. And before we get away, perhaps the most important thing that Dr. Don has to share with us today is what he's about to say next.
God has spoken to you, hasn't he? And you ready to give your heart to Jesus? I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
Perhaps the Lord has spoken to you, and now you're sitting in that knowledge, and you realize you need to take another step. Let us walk with you through those next series of steps to become closer and closer to Jesus Christ, to become a disciple that in turn becomes a disciple maker. You can connect with us right now at 866-899-WORD. If you've just given your heart to Christ or rededicated your life to Jesus, Dr. Don has some wonderful free resources we would love to put in your hands. The number again is 866-899-9673, or meet us online at tewonline.org. And before we get away, if you haven't heard about this Heart of Worship series to launch it into 2020, here's Dr. Don with more.
This year again, I was blessed to join with several pastors and Christian leaders from across the country in writing a brand new 52-week devotional called The Heart of Worship. I want to make a copy available to you and for you to have copies that you can get to send to your families and friends at Christmas time. What a wonderful Christmas gift to give to those that you love. In fact, as we begin a new year, begin it with God. So thank you, my friends, for picking up the phone and calling to request the Heart of Worship devotional today. God bless you.
The number again is 866-899-9673, or meet us online at tewonline.org.
I'm so honored I can write you and be a part of the Encouraging Word each Sunday. Thank you with all of my heart. I'm a disabled widow and can't attend my local church. I've been watching you for a long time and receive awesome blessings from your sermons, and I love to sing along with the congregation and the choir. I especially am thankful you mentioned those of us watching by television, making us feel a part of your church family, even though we can't physically be present. Thank you so very much for the love and consideration you show to everyone. God bless you, Dr. Wilton. Your ministry gives me the strength to go on when I'm very discouraged because I live alone and hardly get out.